didn't know that I was starving. Written by Syd Raya and read by Corey Cathonia. Rated for teen and up audiences and no archive warnings apply. For the fandom of Star Wars Prequel Trilogy and Star Wars Legends. Featuring the relationship of Jango Fett / Obi-Wan Kenobi. And also including the character of Miles the Mandalorian. With the additional tags of Alternate Universe Soulmates, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Battle of Corda 6 Happened Differently, Battle of Galadron Didn't Happen, Planet Mandalore, and Alternate Universe Different First Meeting. And all the reports indicate a positive... Jango? Jaster cuts himself off, shooting a concerned glance over. Cursing his lack of poker face, Jango spits out, "Soulmate transfer." He glances around, a little desperate, but needs must and all that. Stomping over to the refreshments, he grimaces, pours a cup of, ugh, shake. Drinks it. Not a perfect match for the blend that crossed over from his soulmate. Close enough, he thinks he's okay not drinking a second cup. He sure hopes that'll be the end of that. Jango. His head snaps up, gaze going directly to Jaster, brow pinching at the specific tone in his boorish voice. Jaster looks back at him with glowing eyes and a beaming smile. A soulmate transfer? Oh. Huh. Slowly, Jango grins back. It's about time, he agrees. They've kept him waiting, whoever they are, not eating anything with flavor until now. Shake? Miles interrupts the moment, grin wide, face looking particularly punchable. Good to know your soulmate at least has a sense of taste.
Yeah, a criffing awful one, Jango reposts.
He can't wait to introduce his soulmate to real food through more than just transference.
Shake. Day after day after day.
Jango's never going to get the taste off his tongue at this rate. Cheer up, Vod. Miles smirks. At least you know your soulmate's probably somewhere in the sector now that they're consuming real food. Well, real drink.
Shig isn't a real drink, Jango sulks.
He rubs at his tongue, but, of course, that can't erase the phantom taste flowing across.
At least I think they're trying to find our blend. Once they do, maybe they'll finally turn up.
Don't be bitter just because your soulmate only ate, like, ration bars or something before now, Miles chides. The smirk on his face takes away from any attempt at being serious. Now they're being kind enough to share the wonders of different blends of shig.
Gross, Jango counters without a pause.
He reaches out, grabs the pad he'd discarded to complain about his soulmate's taste, and thumbs it open.
Jaspuir wants us to head to Sindari ahead of him, get the lay of the land. Make sure the Duke's not overstating things.
Oh, criff, no, I don't wanna, Miles whines, immediately dropping the smug superiority and turning straight into an overgrown child. Jango, I don't wanna stay at their palace any longer than we have to. Can't Jassalor pick a different squad for this?
I have to go, which means you and Silas have to come with, Jango replies, without any mercy. We leave in 3 days.
Yes, Alor, Silas says dutifully, because he's not a traitor. They check in with Duke Kreez, of course, but then Jango excuses them from mid-meal so they can get a feel for the city and see how people are taking the negotiations. He doesn't think he's fooling the Duke, But his words are meant more to appease anyone else listening, given Crazy's long-standing friendship with Jess Bouyer. The three of them head into the city and make directly for one of the cantinas known to have true Mandalorian sympathies. Not that that matters anymore, not with Jess Bouyer, the uncontested Mandalore, as he should be. But it's still good to go start with people who will come from the same point of view. They've barely stepped into the cantina when another craving hits Django's tongue. Shig, like always.
Harchak, not again, he groans as he reaches the bar.
Shig, he requests of the bean behind the bar while pulling off his bookie. Serves you right, Django, Miles says through his laughter as he and Silas come up to flank him in an automatic move. All these years decrying the best non-alcoholic drink in the galaxy, and now your soulmate has you craving it.
Nihoya, Django snaps. Can't believe the first craving I registered from my soulmate is this shit.
It's a familiar complaint, much as Miles' comments on the matter have become well-worn in the past 2 weeks. He grimaces through a sip, stops. Slowly, he lowers his cup, flags down the owner.
Private blend, Berkia.
My clan's personal recipe with a twist, Vertilor, they say proudly. That's what Django hoped to hear. His lips pull back to bare his teeth in a predatory grin.
Proprietary, huh?
He's aware of Miles and Silas shifting at his sides, catching on to the change in his mood.
Tell me, the people in here, how many of them have never stepped in here before?
The owner tilts their head in the fashion meant to indicate a question, but answers readily enough. Most of our patrons are regulars, but there are a few newcomers. Is there a problem, Vertilor? Django was aware of the slender redhead approaching the bar, but he wasn't expecting them to come up into their grouping and say,
Your pardon, Vertilor Fett. Before downing the contents of their mug.
For the third time, the exact blend of shake served in this establishment explodes over Django's tongue. As the redhead sets their cup down on the bar, Django reaches out and drags them in close against his halkabur.
You have been impossible to find, Django scolds them.
I rather think you should register your complaint with your own taste buds. They bite back, blue eyes glinting. Given all the weird things I've eaten, that should have been clues.
Clearly, nothing with enough flavor if I haven't registered it. Django taunts, smirking at them.
He squeezes their hip to cut off what looks like another retort. Much as he's enjoying the banter, they won't get anywhere if the two of them just keep sniping at each other. And given the smart mouth, he'll take every victory he can get through whatever means are necessary. He grips the slender braid on the side of their head with his free hand, gently winding it through his fingers, noting the beads and ribbons decorating it.
You know my name, Runika. What's yours?
Their pale cheeks flush, but they meet his gaze with the same fire they've shown throughout this entire conversation. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obika. Django tugs them closer, leaving no space between his armor and their tunic. I've finally found you.
Excuse you? I found you, his Spitfire soulmate counters with a brilliant grin. Django chuckles.
So you did,
he agrees, leaning in to press their foreheads together in a gentle mershmershia.
So you did.
Not to interrupt or anything, Miles drawls. Django turns his head enough to glare at his so-called friend. But you wouldn't happen to be the Jedi present for the negotiations, would you? Given the boring beige clothing and the little braid.
I am, Obika says mildly, unconcerned.
Why? Because we're here ahead of the Mandalore to see how said negotiations are going. So asking you about them seems like it would kill two birds with one stone. Django grimaces at the reminder of the reason they're present. but Miles' solution would solve several problems.
Well, Obika, mind mixing business and pleasure?
His soulmate flushes again, darker this time, and gives him a chiding little scowl.
It's adorable. They also try to pull away from Django, which makes him pout at them, just a little. Just enough to maybe guilt trip them into staying put.
To his mild surprise, their frown firms up. Business, they say firmly, and tug themselves out of his grip. Django lets the thin braid slip from his grasp without a verbal complaint, although he can't quite stop the way he watches it go with a little too much interest. He is going to enjoy tugging on it to get his soulmate's attention a little more than he probably should. For now, though, business. Good thing this cantina has a couple private rooms. Too bad he can't ditch Miles and Silas to get to know his soulmate a little better without them listening in. Although, given Obika's insistence, he suspects they're very much going to be focused on the business aspect of their relationship. For now. The end.